Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission has issued the notification for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections 2024. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 1 union territory in this phase. All 7 seats of Delhi, all 10 seats of Haryana, 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 8 seats each of Bihar and West Bengal, 6 seats of Orissa and 4 seats of Jharkhand will go to polls in the 6th phase. 6th of May is the last date for candidates to submit their nominations. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 7th and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is 9th of May. Polling will be held on the 25th of May. Counting of votes for all the phases will be done on 4th June. The nomination process for 7 Lok Sabha seats in Delhi is to begin today. It is likely to be a direct fight between BJP, which swept all 7 seats in the last 2 elections, and the alliance of AAP and Congress. According to officials, adequate arrangements have been made to make the process of filing of nominations smooth and hassle-free. The nominations can be filed between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. till May 6. In Assam, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will do a roadshow in Guwahati today evening. Mr. Shah will be accompanied by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma in the roadshow. The party has given ticket to former Deputy Mayor of Guwahati, Mijuli Kalita Medhi, from the prestigious Guwahati Lok Sabha seat, which will go to polls in the third phase. Congress has fielded Meera Borthakur Goswami for the same seat. Our correspondent reports that other senior leaders of opposition parties, including the Congress, AIUDF, will also campaign today for the third phase of polls. Along with Guwahati seat, polling will be held in Barpeta, Kokrajhar and Dhubri constituencies in this phase in Assam. The Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the Shakti Sustainable Energy Foundation or Shakti, Council on Energy, Environment and Water and Indian Institute of Sustainable Development, will hold a two-day Critical Minerals Summit today and tomorrow at the India Habitat Centre in Lodhi Estate, New Delhi. The Critical Minerals Summit is a pivotal event designed to foster collaboration, share knowledge and drive innovation in the field of critical mineral beneficiation and processing. The summit is set against the backdrop of India's rapid economic growth and ambitious clean energy targets, which underscore the urgent need for securing a domestic supply of critical raw materials essential for key technologies including renewable energy systems and electric vehicles. In the Kashmir Valley, at least 4 bodies have been retrieved during a rescue operation at Gagangir Sonmarg area in central Kashmir's Gandharbal district after a vehicle carrying tourists plunged into Nala Sindh along Srinagar-Leh highway last evening. Officials said soon after receiving information about the tragic incident, a wide-scale rescue operation was jointly launched by the police, Army's 34 SAM rifles, Traffic Rural Police, Civil Administration, locals, SDRF and NDRF, which yielded retrieval of 4 bodies. However, due to the ongoing heavy rains in the area, the operation has been called off till today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in many places over Gangetic West Bengal, Orissa, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 24 hours. Light rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms is also likely over western Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till today. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings CSK won by 78 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chennai Super Kings set a target of 213 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad. Chasing the target, Sunrisers scored only 134 runs in 18.5 overs. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Delhi Capitals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.